Eyes.
As we gather, embraced by the radiant light of this holy moment, we are invited to step into the profound mystery of the Christmas night. We are guided to a humble place in Bethlehem, described in the Holy Scripture. Shepherds keeping watch under the endless night sky, the angel's proclamation of good news of great joy, and the simple shelter where a baby, the Savior of the world, rests in a manger. But what does this holy night truly mean for us? How can we grasp the profound beauty of this mystery? God touching the ground of our humanity, His light reaching into our hearts. A German mystic, Angelus Silesius, once wrote, "Even if Christ were born 1,000 times in Bethlehem, if He is not born in us, nothing has changed." And these words are both a challenge and a revelation. The mystery of Christmas is not just a story of the past. It is an invitation to the present. It is not only about what happened in Bethlehem, but what can happen in each of us tonight. This child in the manger is the eternal Word of God. And this Word has its final destination, the heart of each one of us, bringing light, hope, and faith. He comes not to remain distant, but to abide within us, to transform our hearts and awaken our souls, like the shepherds who heard the angel's voice. We are called to leave behind our fears and make our way to Christ. Let this Christmas be a special moment of grace for us, a time to rediscover the Holy One who desires to be born again in our heart. In this child, born in the quiet of the holy night, we contemplate God's profound love, His tender mercy, and His longing to draw near to us in our humanity. We are not alone. This night of light, grace, and reverence shows us that Christ is with us. There is a radiant, a bright light in our lives, accessible to our heart. And so we can ask, is there room in my heart for Him tonight? Is my heart open to this divine light? As we heard from the gospel, in the stable of Bethlehem, we see the babe Jesus, Mary and Joseph, and some animals. Maybe sometimes we can find something similar in our hearts. Sometimes we have so many things in our hearts. Sometimes maybe some noise, and it's hard to listen and to see this grace that comes from Christ. And in our heart, as a kind of nativity scene, we see what is spiritual, our faith, And maybe we can see also this kind of instinctive reactions or actions that reside together within us, like the image of the nativity scene. When we see that grace is not guiding us, we might ask ourselves, where is the babe if my life is not guided by this grace, but only by my instincts? I could ask, what is the babe? Because maybe at this kind of moment, the manger of our heart feels empty. And I carry an undefined sense of emptiness. Nothing seems to satisfy me. And usually, when the manger of our hearts feels empty, our instincts tend to take over, driving us to react without the guiding light of grace. Sometimes, even without clear reasoning, leading to impulsive reactions. We have those two aspects within us. But today we see this light, and this light can enlighten our heart, bringing this grace and helping us to understand how we can be guided by a different grace, not by only my own reactions. But when Christ is present, is different. His gentle light transforms even our natural responses, illuminating our hearts, bringing peace, and restoring a deep sense of balance to our lives. In welcoming him, this baby, we rediscover the grace that guides us, repositioning the core aspects of our inner life. There is a power of transformation that comes from this baby. In this holy night, in the presence of the glorious light that comes from the manger in Bethlehem, and touches my history today, why should I simply cross my arms, close my heart, and accept that this is how I am? But no, we can be lifted higher. The light of Christ has the power to transform not only our actions, but also our very being, bringing peace, harmony, and renewed sense of purpose to our lives. We are called to grow, to be reshaped by the grace of this holy night, illuminated by the bright light of the Son of God. On that holy night, the shepherds went to adore the newborn Savior, offering their attention, their hearts, and their worship. May we do the same, bringing before the manger all that we are, our joys, our struggles, our hopes, and our fears. Let the Holy Child of Bethlehem take them into his loving hands. Christ, this babe, can take all aspects of our life into his hands. For he is the Emmanuel, God with us and dwelling within us. This night, let us open our hearts, allowing the beauty of his presence to fill us, renew our hope, and bring peace to our lives. Because, as it is said, even if Christ were born 1,000 times in Bethlehem, if he is not born in us, nothing has changed. And may God bless us and bring to our lives and our families the grace of His light. Amen.